This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. The World Health Organization said on Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as a highly transmissible Delta variant spreads, but WHO-approved vaccines remain effective against the disease. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being as transmissible as chickenpox and cautioned it could cause severe disease. That's according to Washington Post, citing an internal CDC document. COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, it rose by 80% over the same period. Millions of people in the United States who have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine could soon have a new reason to roll up their sleeves, and that is money in their pockets. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on states and local governments to join those that already are handing out dollars for shots. New York, the nation's biggest city, started doling out $100 awards on Friday. The president and the health officials are betting that financial incentive will spur hesitant people to get the shot, just as a contagious and potentially more powerful Delta variant sweeps through parts of the country and as the number of daily inoculations falls sharply from its April high. Again, now millions of people in the United States are being offered financial incentives to get the COVID-19 vaccination. This is VOA News. As COVID-19 deaths rise in Myanmar, allegations are growing that the military government is using the coronavirus pandemic to consolidate power and crush the opposition. The death rate in Myanmar is now the worst in Southeast Asia, and the country's crippled healthcare system is being overwhelmed with new patients sick with COVID-19. Limitations on oxygen sales have led to widespread allegations that the military is directing supplies to government supporters and military-run hospitals. At the same time, medical workers have been targeted after spearheading a civil disobedience movement that urged professionals and civil servants not to cooperate with the government. The Russian hackers behind the massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign broke into the email accounts of some of those prominent federal prosecutors' offices around the country last year. The U.S. Justice Department made the announcement on Friday. The department says that 80% of Microsoft's email servers and accounts used by employees and four U.S. attorneys' offices in New York were breached. All told, the Justice Department says 27 U.S. attorneys' offices had at least one employee's email account compromised during the hacking campaign. The Justice Department says it believes accounts were compromised from May 7th to December 27th, 2020. Two UN agencies are warning that hunger is expected to rise in 23 global hotspots in the next 3 months, with the highest alert for catastrophic situation in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. Southern Madagascar, Yemen, South Sudan, and northern Nigeria. The Food and Agriculture Organization and World Food Program said in Friday's report that between August and November, acute food insecurity is likely to further deteriorate, especially in Ethiopia, where the number of people facing starvation and death is expected to rise to more than 400,000. That's the highest number since the 2011 Somalia famine, and if aid is not provided quickly. The Biden administration has announced new sanctions against Cuba's National Revolutionary Police and its two top officials as the U.S. looks to increase pressure on the communist regime following this month's protests on the island. The police agency's director and deputy director were targeted in the latest sanctions office announced Friday by the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control. The police are part of Cuba's Interior Ministry, which was already the subject of a blanket designation by the Trump administration back in January. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.